Slovenia's Hidden Gems. Radio SI is searching for hidden gems remain unknown to many people who visit Slovenia. Think of an unforgettable experience, an unpretentious ambience, a delightful and photogenic place, a laid-back atmosphere, excellent food, friendly people, a pure delight. We are introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors from abroad. Slovenia's Hidden Gems.
We'll be exploring Slovenia's karst region today, famous for its terra rossa, or the red soil, as it translates, and red wine. Getaway to the Red Planet is the title of the two-day package that was coordinated by the Tourist Information Center Sežana. It is the last 18th finalist of the first season of Slovenia's Hidden Gems here on Radio SI. And sharing their experience today will be a young Spanish-Slovenian couple, David Heredero Zorzo and Monika Kral.
Hi, my name is David. I live in Slovenia with my partner for 8 years. And we decided to do this because sometimes when you think on holidays or something like that, you only think on big trips and sometimes you forget that you can discover a lot closer to home.
David and Monika, the offer you tested comprised of 2 days with an overnight stay in a very unique place in the small village of Pliskovica. How was it there for you guys?
We liked it a lot. It's a very old house, you can see, because it's renovated. It's still very old and you can see old frescoes. Of course, maybe it's not as comfortable as newer things. It's also a youth hostel, so you don't have your own toilet and things like that. But it was nice to experience this because we didn't for some time. But we were a bit unlucky. There was a congress there of geomorphologists of Slovenia and they were loud. I mean, it's a small place and it's hot, so we needed to have the window open, and they were, I don't know, 30-40 people maybe, and some just didn't want to go to sleep until 4 in the morning already, talking in the courtyard 5 meters far away from our window, and that was a challenge.
We slept in a bit since they had really early schedule and they had to wake up at 7. So I don't know how they survived their day. But yeah, we had a nap until 10 and then we had breakfast.
Okay, but did you manage in the end to focus on something else? Maybe the surroundings and maybe the architecture or the mission of the hostel itself. Did you learn anything new besides that?
About the hostel itself, no. About the village, this is in Pliskovica, and we were walking the village, and it's a typical crash village, and we liked it a lot, and it reminds me of Spain, and that's why I like it, because the villages are like in Spain. They are really all the houses together and in a really small place.
We're meeting in Dutovlje today, but let's say a few words about the first day. Part of your trip was also escaping out into the open. What did you do?
That was cancelled because of the weather, because it rained. But she was very happy because she doesn't like the escape rooms, but I like them a lot. So I was disappointed.
The experience was supposed to be in Kara, right? And it's in a place nearby called Tomaj, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. In the village of Tomaj, that's where Srećko Kosovel was born. That's where we had dinner also yesterday. It was lovely dinner. We had a degustation menu and we ate a lot of typical crust food and it was really nice. We ate, of course, pursuit, other things like Jota, that I didn't know that it was from here, typical Jota. I thought it was from Gorenska.
Me too.
We all ate something called embolo, that it was...
Embolo? Yeah, it's like grilled steak in wine sauce of refošk. It was really nice and different. And it's also with sauerkraut and potatoes.
Slovenia's Hidden Gems. For your vote, go to www.sloveniashiddengems.si. How do you feel Slovenia? Share your favorite experiences as a picture or video on social media with the hashtag #IFeelSlovenia. More at slovenia.info.
My name is Urša Semolič and I work here as a student at Youth Hostel Pliskovica. Our hostel is a renovated 400 years old karstic house and it's surrounded by peaceful karst landscape. Our hostel opened in 2003. It kept all the traditional features of the old house, like wooden and stone details, has a special charm and atmosphere of the old times.
Your youth hostel has received numerous awards confirming your good work, obviously. How do you accommodate or tend your guests here?
We have 35 beds in our house and we offer also a possibility of camping in our garden. We have indoor and outdoor kitchens and two shared bathrooms. Our guests have also a possibility to use a big multimedia room. We know that satisfied guests make the best commercial for us, so we try our best to make them feel comfortable and relaxed.
What can a foreign visitor learn here?
Karst as a region has a very rich history, so our visitors can learn how our past generations lived. In Pliskovica, we also have an interactive Pliska trail with descriptions of natural and cultural heritage. The main mission of our hostel is the development of sustainable tourism and expanding the bonds with other tourist bidders on Karst, and of course, taking care of our guests, nature, employees and owners.
Sarah, you're a tourist consultant at the Tourist Information Center Sežana, and right now you will be giving us a few words about Pepa's Karst Garden. I hear that the place has claimed a lot of success many times in the past, including at the horticultural exhibition Hampton Court Palace Flower Show in London. What is the story behind your garden and what do you wish for people to experience here?
Pepa's Karst Garden really represents the Karst and its people. It shows their way of living, how they built houses and villages, and it tells the story of how they made good use of natural materials in a quite harsh environment. The main problem in Karst was, well, and sometimes still is, the lack of water, and the garden shows how they overcame this while still respecting nature.
What is an authentic Karst garden?
The garden is designed with traditional materials, the most common being stone, which was used to build giant stone walls, houses, window and door frames, and even to cover roofs. The walls were built very high and the windows were quite small due to the strong wind bora. Each house also used to have grapevines, also to provide shadow in the courtyard, and every plant had a purpose. The Karst garden is actually part of the house courtyard, which was paved in stone, walled in, and there is also a stone well, which only the wealthiest families had.
What kind of flowers can we see here?
Plants that are typical of the Karst common, like smokebush, which especially in autumn comes in every possible color. And many herbs have medicinal properties. For example, we have juniper, anise, St. John's wort, winter savory, and common houseleek.
Moje ime je Jernej Bartolato, sem kamnosek.
I'm Jernej Bartolato. I'm a stonemason, and I've been working in this field for more than 20 years now. Because I'm from the Karst, I like working with material that is everywhere around me. I'm very happy to have the opportunity to promote this profession and to work with young people. We are quite successful. We're organizing a festival of stone where young people are active and compete and participate in competitions in Europe where they receive awards and medals.
What is it actually like to cut karst stone? I assume it has its own character.
The character of karst stone is the same as the character of the inhabitants of the karst. Both are hard and at the same time also soft and kind. I often see myself in this. The Karst people are obviously stubborn, but the wiser ones eventually give in, and it's usually the stone that does, which is why the stone allows us to form it. Stone is hard, and it's a demanding material to form, and the skillful hand of the Karst stonemason knows how to carve the stone and can make beautiful things out of stone.
Kraška kamnoseka ga zna lepo oblikovati in narediti lahko lepe stvari iz njega.
Are perhaps any products particularly popular with foreign visitors who come to Pliskovica?
Different people want different things. People who come from far away usually are interested in smaller items since stone is heavy. Local people or people coming by car want something bigger.
How do you feel, Slovenia? Share your favorite experiences as a picture or video on social media with the hashtag #IFeelSlovenia. More at slovenia.info. Slovenia's hidden gems. Possibly overlooked, but yet impressive places to visit. We are introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors from abroad.
Okay, so yesterday you had the Karst dinner at Gostilna Tomaj, right?
Yes.
And today you had the breakfast was served where?
In the hostel where we slept. It was just a regular breakfast that you can find in some hostels.
Did you have the privilege to eat it outside?
Yes, we did. And the geomorphologists were already gone. So we had the whole courtyard for ourselves.
You got to move around.
Yes, yes, in peace.
And then today you had lunch here at Gostilna Ukmar here in Dutovje, right?
Yes, we had a lamp, so it was okay.
We mentioned food. What about drinks?
Well, of course, Teran. I'm not an expert, and actually I never drink, or I hardly drink wine. It depends. Yesterday I loved it, today not so much, I don't know why.
You tried something else instead earlier.
Yeah, since I'm in the package 2-in-1, I didn't have this experience of wine tasting. So I tried Teranovka, which was really nice, and I think it will lift up my iron levels.
You have to say that it's a non-alcoholic drink, right?
Yeah, it's really nice.
You also paid a visit to a local stonecutter in Pliskovica, and I hear you were also able to make something on your own there.
Yes, that was a very interesting experience because that's something we would never do on our own, not because we don't like it, it just wouldn't come to our mind. And it was really special to have the opportunity to do that. We are really not talented with our hands. So it's interesting to discover another world. And he was extremely kind and really, really nice. It was a nice time. Also, he knew how to teach you how to do the things. He presented a bit of the history of stonemasonry and about the places here around in Kras where they take the stone. And he saw us also some of his work, how do you work the stone, different techniques, and wow.
So in the end you did make something, what?
I think it's like some kind of Rosetta, it's a pagan symbol that is noticed here a lot in the houses, that protects the house, and now it will protect our baby.
And we have to say it's worth saying that you visited. The place we're talking now is the Bortolato stone cutting, right?
Yes. And we also, at the end, we could do our own magnets for the fridge.
The place we're at now is Pipa's Karst Garden here in Dutovje. What were you fascinated most by here?
The fact that he took everything to London. I don't know how. and set it up there to win this prize. That's I can't imagine how he did it.
Monika, I saw that you were fascinated by some of the herbal plants. How come?
I don't know. I just remember a lot from my grandmother, and it's really nice how they incorporated everything into this project and how they know how to use the plants.
David and Monika, what would you say are some of the key words that summarize your trip and experience in this part of Slovenia?
Relax. Sun, nature, and products related with nature.
You, Monika?
Really nice scenery. Really nice place to get married someday, maybe.
Monika, you're Slovene, but still you probably learned something new as well, right?
Yeah, people here are so nice and it makes you feel like home here. It's a nice experience to come.
Thank you both, David and Monika, for being our scouts in the last of the 18 shows of season 1.
Slovenia's Hidden Gems. Radio SI is searching for hidden gems remain unknown to many people who visit Slovenia. Think of an unforgettable experience, an unpretentious ambience, a delightful and photogenic place, a laid-back atmosphere, excellent food, friendly people, a pure delight. We are introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors from abroad. Slovenia's Hidden Gems.